如果您想使用字幕显示功能，请确保已经将本音频与同名听力字幕文件都拷进同一个文件夹内。综合质量评估。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Here are some new styles. Well, are you looking for anything special?
No, I just thought there might be some good bargains.Of the two houses we saw today, which one do you prefer?
I think the white one is good, but the black one has a bigger yard, so I like it better.
What's that noise? It sounds as if it's coming from the next door. The Nelsons aren't back yet, are they?
I don't think so.It must be the window cleaner working upstairs. In my opinion, children watch too much TV. It's bad for their health.
I couldn't agree more. It's really a problem.
How was your interview?
I couldn't feel better about it. The questions were very fair, and I seemed to find an answer for all of them.
The 二节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Hello, I'm Rebecca, the editorial assistant of Traveler's Digest. As everyone knows, you're a very famous statesman. Our readers must be very interested in you. So may I ask you a few questions about your traveling experience?
All right.
Okay, what's your favorite place for traveling?
The place I like traveling in, I'd say Holland.
Why do you like this place?
The cheese, it's very delicious.You can never forget the taste once you've tried it.
Good. Next, could you share with us the most unforgettable traveling experience in Holland?
The most amazing thing is that I took a hot air balloon ride, and it's terribly exciting.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Thank you so much for your story.
You are welcome.
Hello, I'm Rebecca, the editorial assistant of Traveler's Digest. As everyone knows, you're a very famous statesman.Our readers must be very interested in you. So may I ask you a few questions about your traveling experience?
All right.
Okay. What's your favorite place for traveling?
The place I like traveling in, I'd say Holland.
Why do you like this place?
The cheese. It's very delicious. You can never forget the taste once you've tried it.
Good. Next, could you share with us the most unforgettable traveling experience in Holland?
The most amazing thing is that I took a hot air balloon ride, and it's terribly exciting.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Thank you so much for your story.
You are welcome.
听第七段材料，回答第八九题。
How did it go, Stephen?
We won.
Well done. What was the score? I'm guessing 3-1.
No, 3-0.
Your team must have played very well.
Yes, our boys ran faster and kicked harder even than their best player, Rudolph.
Who scored the goals?
A new member named Jeff.
Did he score all the three?
Yes, he's an excellent football player. He ran the fastest and kicked the hardest of all.
Why didn't you score any goals?
I twisted my ankle in the first half. I had to leave the pitch and watch.
How did it go, Stephen?
We won.
Well done. What was the score? I'm guessing 3-1.
No, 3-0.
Your team must have played very well.
Yes, our boys ran faster and kicked harder even than their best player, Rudolph.
Who scored the goals?
A new member named Jeff.
Did he score all the three?
Yes, he's an excellent football player. He ran the fastest and kicked the hardest of all.
Why didn't you score any goals?
I twisted my ankle in the first half. I had to leave the pitch and watch. Well, Cynthia, our first term at university is almost over. I can't wait for the holidays.
Me too, Edward. Why don't we go somewhere far away and forget about lectures and essays and all that hard work?
Sounds good to me. Now, how long will the holidays last?
About 6 weeks, I think.
How about going to the coast? It would be great to do some swimming and surfing.
The coast would be good, but are there any other choices? There are the mountains. They're nice and cool at this time of year. And we can do some bushwalking. There's also the desert, which I really enjoyed last year.
What about going to Sydney? I've never been there, and they say it's a great city to visit.
I agree. Sydney would be good, but now there are too many tourists there. And I'd rather get away from buildings and cars. There are enough of those around here. I vote for the mountains.
All right then, let's do that. Now let's find out where we're going to stay and how we're going to get there. Well, Cynthia, our first term at university is almost over. I can't wait for the holidays.
Me too, Edward. Why don't we go somewhere far away and forget about lectures and essays and all that hard work?
Sounds good to me. Now, how long will the holidays last?
About 6 weeks, I think.
How about going to the coast? It would be great to do some swimming and surfing.
The coast would be good, but are there any other choices? There are the mountains. They're nice and cool at this time of year. And we can do some bushwalking. There's also the desert, which I really enjoyed last year.
What about going to Sydney? I've never been there, and they say it's a great city to visit.
I agree. Sydney would be good, but now there are too many tourists there. And I'd rather get away from buildings and cars. There are enough of those around here. I vote for the mountains.
All right then, let's do that. Now let's find out where we're going to stay and how we're going to get there.
So, how are things going?
Well, to be honest, I was feeling great on Saturday. but I started to feel sick Sunday afternoon, and I'm really worried because I'm scheduled to give a presentation at work on Friday.
Well, what seems to be the problem?
I thought I had the flu, but the doctor said it was just a bad cold. He gave me some medicine to take care of my stuffy nose. I'm supposed to take the medicine 3 times a day after eating, but it doesn't seem to help.
Listen, forget about that medicine. I have just the thing to get rid of bad colds. You see, my mom is really into herbal medicine.
Oh, no, thanks.
Come on, give it a try. You just take some of my mom's herbal tea and drink it 4 times a day. Believe me, you'll be up and dancing around in no time.
Dancing around in no time, right? Well, I guess. Nothing else seems to be doing the job.
Great. I'll come by your place at 2:30. So, how are things going?
Well, to be honest, I was feeling great on Saturday, but I started to feel sick Sunday afternoon. And I'm really worried because I'm scheduled to give a presentation at work on Friday.
Well, what seems to be the problem?
I thought I had the flu, but the doctor said it was just a bad cold. He gave me some medicine to take care of my stuffy nose. I'm supposed to take the medicine 3 times a day after eating, but it doesn't seem to help.
Listen, forget about that medicine. I have just the thing to get rid of bad colds. You see, my mom is really into herbal medicine.
Oh, no, thanks.
Come on, give it a try. You just take some of my mom's herbal tea and drink it 4 times a day. Believe me, you'll be up and dancing around in no time.
Dancing around in no time, right? Well, I guess. Nothing else seems to be doing the job.
Great. I'll come by your place at 2:30.
听第十段材料，回答第17至20题。
Oh, hi, Mrs. Jones. Is Bill home?
Hi, Richard. No, he's just gone to the shop. Why don't you wait for him? It won't be long before he comes back.
Thanks. We've planned to go to see a movie this evening. It's called Batman. I'm told it is very good.
Yes, I have read about it, and it sounds very exciting. Where is it showing?
It's at the Central Movie Theater.
Oh, yes. That's the one near the supermarket, isn't it? That's not far from here at all.
No, not that one. The Central Movie Theater is next to the train station.
The train station? That's a long way from here.
Yeah, I know. But it's the only place showing the movie, so we have no choice.
How will you get there? Bill's bike is broken, so you can't ride there.
Yeah, I know. He told me in class yesterday. I think we're going there by bus. The number 105 passes through the station.
Dear me, that's going to take a very long time.
Yeah, I know. And worse still, there are even few buses on the weekend. Bill and I will have to set off pretty early, and we won't get back until late. But anyway, we don't need to get up early on Sunday.
I have an idea. I'm visiting my sister this evening, and she lives quite near the station. Why don't I give you boys a lift in my car?
Really? Mrs. Jones, Bill is lucky to have a mum like you. That's great.
Then it's settled.We will leave as soon as Bill gets home. Now, would you like to have something to drink while we wait?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Jones. Is Bill home?
Hi, Richard. No, he's just gone to the shop. Why don't you wait for him? It won't be long before he comes back.
Thanks. We've planned to go to see a movie this evening. It's called Batman. I'm told it is very good.
Yes, I have read about it, and it sounds very exciting.Where is it showing?
It's at the Central Movie Theater.
Oh, yes. That's the one near the supermarket, isn't it? That's not far from here at all.
No, not that one. The Central Movie Theater is next to the train station.
The train station? That's a long way from here.
Yeah, I know. But it's the only place showing the movie, so we have no choice.
How will you get there? Bill's bike is broken, so you can't ride there.
Yeah, I know. He told me in class yesterday. I think we're going there by bus. The number 105 passes through the station.
Dear me, that's going to take a very long time.
Yeah, I know. And worse still, there are even few buses on the weekend. Bill and I will have to set off pretty early, and we won't get back until late. But anyway, we don't need to get up early on Sunday.
I have an idea. I'm visiting my sister this evening, and she lives quite near the station. Why don't I give you boys a lift in my car?
Really? Mrs. Jones, Bill is lucky to have a mum like you. That's great.
Then it's settled. We will leave as soon as Bill gets home. Now, would you like to have something to drink while we wait?